Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever been swatted by 911 calls? Has your phone ever made phantom calls to the police? If you've ever dealt with something like this, like my husband and I just did, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. Or just why were the cops called to your house?
Yeah.
We want to hear the story, 206-803-ROCK. Now, you guys asked me if I had Apple Watches.
Right.
We don't, but someone on hold does. But first, let's talk to Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, why did the cops get called to your house?
So this is back when I was like 15, 16 years old, and it was super late at night. I was in my bedroom cleaning my paintball gun because I was doing some oddball stuff. But my mom yells, Chris, there's people in the yard with flashlights. So I was like, huh, it must be the neighbors. They're drunk, running around.
Uh-huh.
I'll go take a look. You know, because they have property behind us,
okay.
And they have bonfires out there. I figured they were just stumbling home. So I go into the living room where my mom's at, and I got my paintball gun in my hand, and I turn the corner to look at the to walk towards the door, and next thing I know, I look, and there's a gun pointed at me, and then officers start yelling, drop the weapon, put the gun down, and they bust through the door, hold me to the ground, my mom's yelling, my dad wakes up out of a cold sleep in his underwear and runs out into the living room. No one knows what's going on. Apparently, somebody had robbed the convenience store in my hometown, and they said they followed bicycle tracks to the backside of my property, and they needed to see my bicycle.
Did you show them your bicycle?
Well, yes. So this is the middle of winter. I went into my backyard, pulled my bicycle out of the snowbank that it was sitting in, and they looked at it. I don't know why they looked at it, but they then examined it to try to see if the tracks matched, like I was just going to hide it in a snowbank, and then went on their merry way. And yeah, that was my
that's crazy
altercation with the police at the house.
Do you know if they ever caught the person that actually did rob the convenience store?
No, they did not.
Did they ever take you up on an impromptu game of paintball, though?
206-803-ROCK. Aaron from Tacoma, tell us about the time that the cops were called to your house.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey. So a while back, I was gifted an Apple Watch, you know, and that's amazing. I thought it was cool. Really neat little toy. So I'm wearing it, and one night the wife and I are, you know, being a little intimate, and what I did not know is it has this feature that should your wrist be bent a certain way and press one side of it for an extended period of time, it will automatically call the police. It made an emergency call, and I very quickly realized what was happening and shut it off. But the police are obligated to call you back when that happens.
Right.
And so I had to stop, you know, what we were doing and explain that to the police.
And the cop's like, sir, why is there a woman yelling, oh, God, in the background?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's nothing.
Is there a woman yelling, choke me? We need to show up. I don't know. I'm not here to king shame.
So the Apple Watch is wearing dangerous.
Was he wearing it to track his heart rate while he's making love? Or like how many steps he gets in? Babe, I get more steps doing this than I do at the gym.
It can be a pretty good workout.
Yeah. Never thought to wear an Apple Watch while you're doing that. It could be a mood killer.
206-803-ROCK. Were you ever swatted by 911 calls? Did your your phone make, you know, phantom calls to the cops, or just why did the cops show up in general?
I don't know if I ever told you the story of the time when I was living in Seattle in Wallingford. I had an apartment. I was living with a then girlfriend at the time. Like, she just moved in, and this was the moment where I realized I got to get out of this relationship, because I show up to my house and my apartment, and there are cops. They're all outside, and then I'm like, oh, it must be for one of the neighbors. I get into my apartment. The cops are in my house or in my apartment. And I'm just like, what's going on? And they're like, the woman who lives here called because she believes that there are people spying on you guys in your bathroom. So we came here to look at, like, the little, like, you know, like the little vent thing that's up above in your bathroom. Because she was having a moment. She did too many drugs in her life. And she was a big fan of, at the time, ecstasy. This is like forever ago. And I think she was just doing it more than I knew about. And she just had this moment of pure, like, paranoia and called the cops. And they're like, dude, we checked everything. There's no cameras. There's not even any signs of the cameras. And I'm like, yeah.
No.
Don't know what to tell you other than I'm very sorry that you guys showed up. And I was like, that was the telltale sign that this relationship needs to end.
How much longer did you cohabitate with this woman before the relationship ended?
Well, I mean, she was really attractive. So like 8 or 9 more months.
Oh,
but
no. Just saddle up for some fun. 206-803-ROCK. Danny, you're in Port Hadlock. Tell us about the time the cops were called.
Oh, they walked into the house. My wife was really like 8.5 months pregnant. She's taking a nap. And there was a stolen boat that was just an old piece of junk that some brothers had a problem about. But it was on the adjoining property to mine. And so the police come, the sheriff comes walking into the house, wakes up my wife out of bed, and she says, what the heck's going on here? And they told her, hey, we're asking the questions here. What about that stolen boat in your backyard? And she's like, there's no stolen boat in our backyard. So, yeah.
We don't even own a boat.
Yeah, two deputies just marched into the house while she was sleeping. And I don't know why for the life of me. It was like 26 years ago, almost 27 years ago. And we should have sued them, you know, but yeah, we don't do that.
Well, and also, I mean, pregnant or not, that's got to be kind of unnerving. But when you're pregnant, that kind of has to be extra unnerving.
Absolutely. And, I mean, messing with a pregnant woman like that at 8.5 months pregnant, like, that's a risky thing.
Or maybe she was still in the boat. She's like the pregnant bandit. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.